Okay, I've got 9:04 a.m. We'll go ahead and call this regular meeting of the Coryell County Commissioners Court to order at this time, noting that all members of the court are present. For those of you here in person, if you've got an electronic device, we would ask that you place it on silent at this time. And for those of you that are participating by Zoom, we would ask that you place your device on mute until such time that you would need to address the court. We'll begin this morning with a word of prayer. God, our Father in heaven, we come before you humbled in your sight and asking for the forgiveness of our sins. And Lord, we're so thankful for the fair weather that you've given us, and we ask that you continue to bless us with the rains, fertile fields, and health for our cattle and our agricultural industries here in Coryell County. Lord, we ask that you place your hand of peace upon this earth, the conflicts and the trials and tribulations that we suffer, both locally and abroad. We ask that you guide and direct those that fight in your name and to defend us. And Lord, we also ask for the blessings upon our first responders here on earth, our firefighters and our law enforcement, our medical personnel that keep us in good health so that we may worship you. And as always, Lord, we ask that you place your hand of wisdom and guidance upon this court so we may do here on earth what honors you in heaven. And we ask all these things in your son's holy name. Amen.
Amen.
And the pledges to our flags. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. The next item on our agenda is the public forum. Citizens may address the court on any matter other than matters concerning county personnel or matters under litigation. Each citizen will be allocated 5 minutes with a total time not to exceed 30 minutes. Is there anyone here in person that would like to address the court this morning? Yes, sir. If you'll please stand, state your name.
Bobby Jones.
Yes, sir, Mr. Jones.
I just wanted to come before the court once again. I was here a couple of meetings ago on legislation that I had passed out to the commissioners regarding a bill that we want to get introduced in Texas. The guts of the bill basically right now is in the legal department of the Human Defense League, and there's some language in it that's going to be removed and some added. But the gut of the bill is to hold accountable prosecutors and justice, for them to follow the due process of the law that's guaranteed in the Texas Constitution and the Constitution of the United States. Third party is the people that go in on these raids. Third party, the animal rescue groups, all they're doing is policing for profit. It'll hold them accountable. As far as elected officials, what it will do is, if they're out of line, they can be charged with official oppression under Chapter 39. As I mentioned before, we're putting together some cases, and at some point in time, before November, I would like to come back before the court, get on the agenda, and present these cases to show the court just how abusive and out of line some of these sheriffs and everybody's been across the state of Texas. That's all. That's about all I got today. Is there any questions regarding that, or I'm just if not, again, I will respectfully ask in a couple of months that y'all consider this and pass that resolution that I brought up, that the court support and endorse that legislation so we can take it off.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Jones. Appreciate
Thanks,
that. Is there anyone else here in person this morning that would like to address the court?
Sir. I'll never give away back on the agenda. And so I'm just.
Yes, Mr. Manning.
I don't think there'll be any questions, but the court may recall that I think at the last meeting, the one before, y'all had a long discussion about the y'all's grant that you have where you're going to drop off the bridge on Coryell Creek. And there was a caution there, and there was some discussion about a $37,000, system. And I mentioned that we had funds available. Well, I've worked with Road Bridge, and what I can tell you is, through the other grant that we have, we're going to be able to put up a sensor that will track those floods. And we have the sign. The sign's already paid for. It says, water over roadway. And we'll put a flashing yellow light on it. So when that, and we'll work the Road Bridge on placement, like they're talking to Justin. And so when that, when we do get to a dangerous situation, it'll just automatically trigger it. Of course, it's going to be reporting the floods back to us through our system. But figured y'all could spend that $37,000 on something else. And we've got that covered. So as Justin gets ready to rehab that, I think he's going to do some work on that process this summer.
Yeah,
so we're going to work with him. We may go ahead and put the sensor up now, if hopefully get into rainy season. So we may put the sensor up and have a public feed off that sensor, but all the warning stuff we'll do as part of the work of Road and Bridge. And I know y'all can't really ask questions, which I like that a lot better, actually. So, but anyway, I wanted to tell you that was the only thing. Everything else on the grant's working right. Our flood system's up. We're still developing things, and we'll send out notice to all y'all about a public meeting at Blackland. We'll have another big stakeholder meeting like we did last year.
Mm-hmm.
Either back in April or first half of May. I've worked that out right now. And we'll make sure the court's aware of that. Any of y'all, of course, will be invited to come to that. So, this is way better deal. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Manning. Appreciate it. Is there anyone else in person that would like to address the court this morning? Seeing and hearing none, is there anyone participating by Zoom that would like to address the court this morning? Seeing and hearing none, we'll move on to item number 5 on the agenda, which is the consent agenda. Noting that there are 3 items there. However, item number B, tax assessor collector's office financial summary report was not available. So for your consideration are items A and C. You may choose to consider the consent agenda as a whole and approve it as a whole, or you can consider to choose to select any of those to be discussed and considered individually.
Make motion to consent agenda A and C.
All right, we have a motion to approve the consent agendas A and C from Commissioner Basham and a second from Commissioner Taylor. Any further discussion on item number 5? Excuse me. Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item number 6 is the Road and Bridge Report. Mr. Latham.
Where we close out 17 work orders, we have 26 maintenance work orders and 14 permanents in queue. We bladed and added base 15 roads and bladed 36 roads, cleaned out 3 CMVs and reshaped the ditch line. Cleaned ditches at 17 locations, cleared debris, fallen trees from one location, repaired one driveway entrance, replaced one driveway CMV, removed a couple old ones. Been crushing rock at the Hempel pit, about to wrap that up, do another shot, make the riprap at the Cummins and Bates pit for FEMA projects coming up. Pushed one fence roll, installed 2 large drainage structures, patched 7 roads, installed 2 county road name signs, put up 3 stop signs, trimmed trees with the saws at 10 locations. Installed 2 new culverts and removed 2 on the roadways. Stabilized the ditch erosion at 1 location. Picked up some tires at another location. And brush cutters worked on 26 different locations. That's going to be all I have.
Make a motion to accept the Road and Bridge Report.
All right. on the stop signs and the street signs, are those replacements or are those new?
Or tear down, somebody tore them down or went and blew them over.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking. All right,
we have a motion to approve accept the Road and Bridge Report from Commissioner Basham.
Second
from Commissioner Matthews. Any further discussion on item number 6? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item number seven is discussion in action to approve the notice to bid purchase for crushed rock for the road and bridge department. Mr. Latham.
I'm here, Judge. We normally go out February, March time frame. Our contracts have expired on those. Good. Less price from the board.
Make a motion to approve the notice for bid.
Thank
you. We have a motion to approve the notice to bid from Commissioner Matthews, second from Commissioner Taylor. Any further discussion on item number seven? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it, motion carries. Item number eight is discussion and action to approve the notice to bid hauling for the road and bridge department. Mr. Latham.
Same thing. This one, it's been a few years since we have done this one, but we have been extending it through the provisions and other contracts. This is slimless. This is just to help us. You know, basically all our own product from my local quarries that we manufacture at to our roadside decks. So. Going back out to bid, so it's expired.
I'll make a motion to elimination bid for hauling.
Got a motion to approve the notice to bid from Commissioner Taylor, second from Commissioner Matthews. Any further discussion on item number eight? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no.
So the next agenda, there was one that I guess we got lost in.
In translation, the bridge, yes. We're. We'll get that one taken care of. It'll go on that next agenda. item number nine. Excuse me. Item number nine is discussion update on the transition of IT services. I believe we're at about, would be my guesstimation, is about 90% completion of transitioning things over. We've gone so far as email for the sheriff's office has migrated over. I think we're down to just a handful, I'd say probably less than half dozen of emails that are still on the PEAR network, but they'll continue to draw those down. There are expendable supplies that Goldsmith has ordered and that we have on hand here for ready, quick fix, on-site type things. We've had the luxury of having Namir here off and on, you know, anywhere from 3 to 5 days a week over the past 3 to 4 weeks to do on-the-spot quick fix repairs. I had previously indicated that there was a latency issue. They had, Goldsmith had contacted Lumen, Brightspeed, whoever they are this week. And they're still doing some analysis on that. But basically what we have coming into this building is a 200 megabyte upload download speed. And that supports this building, the courthouse, the annex on where the DA's office is currently housed, the county attorney's office, quite a few users on that. So in comparison with the new Leon Street Annex, which supports just the Leon Street Annex and the sheriff's office, they have a 500 megabyte upload-download speeds. So in the analysis, it very well could be that we will need to upgrade the capacity of our internet upload and download to be able to resolve some of the latency issues, which is causing some issues with the RDS system kicking some of our users off and having to reconnect. So that's kind of where we stand on that issue that was outlined, Commissioner Weddle.
I actually brought my notes. Yeah, and that problem has existed all along. It's not anything new. It's just something that they've identified they've got to fix. Let's see. They did increase the CPU size on the RDS, so that should also help our response time. Tax office is next for the email transition. you know, they're on their, they were on their own website, if you would. And if anybody has an opinion, I mean, we're evaluating the difference between Foxit and Adobe right now. I think the county was moving towards Foxit, but there's been some pushback. So I think everybody needs to weigh in on that. And still working on some computers from the grant program from NRS over at the sheriff's office on how to handle those through, I guess, TLET or yeah.
That was on my do out list. I'll close it. But I think the simple the short version of what Commissioner Wells is saying is we cannot put computers, IT systems on TLETs that are not owned by the county. Those computer systems that were acquired by NRS that are currently being utilized by the sheriff's office were never formally donated to the county. However, if he can arrange to make that donation, we accept that, then we'll own those free and clear, and it shouldn't be a significant issue. But thank you for reminding me that.
Okay. Good, yeah. Yep, I think that's all I had. Next meeting is March 20th. And then I did speak to county attorney. I think we're getting very, very close to having, you know, Goldsmith come in and give their first, you know, full blown, you know, presentation to the group of cost savings, you know, where they currently are, and then of course giving us the wish list of and I think it'd be really, really good at that time we kind of understand where we are in our budget. Our wish list is going to be pretty small. Are you reading, Mr. Bell?
Well,
the wish list is small. The do list.
Our order might be pretty small.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have a few other issues, Judge, if you're done that I'd like to discuss.
Yes, sir.
So sometime back, the invoices that F8 has been sending us for the remote desktop system running out of the Waco data center were sent to Goldsmith for review of the things there that we needed to continue, the things that they could take over, and the things that would continue to have to be being billed through F8. This was months ago. If y'all looked at those bills, you will notice that some things have disappeared off those bills. For example, on the big bill for the most of the users in the county, except for the sheriff's office, the Microsoft 365 is gone off there. It's been transitioned over. The last bill still had the sheriff's office on it. I think that they almost have that transitioned over, or may have that transitioned over. I don't know. I do know that the bills that I submitted 30 days ago have not been paid yet. I submitted a new round yesterday for last month. I don't know what our long-term plan with that is, but I suggest we come up with one quickly. I don't like having bills out that I have signed off on and submitted that have not been paid. That issue needs to be resolved. I don't know. I've missed the last two meetings, three meetings ago. There was a meeting scheduled that I could be at. It got moved at the last minute to a day I was not available. And the last two were scheduled on days I was not available. I plan on being there on the 20th for our IT meeting.
At 9:30.
We have some issues, decisions to make, I guess. And I do not know who is in charge of decisions besides the Commissioner's Court. So Scale Computing, we have a contract with Scale Computing through F8 for two, the way I understand it, two devices that are sitting over at the data center. Our contract on those devices runs through September 30th of 2028 and November 30th of 2029. When I say contract, those are our licensing agreements. When you buy those devices, you can pay it up front, you can pay it out.
we chose to pay it out over the life of those devices for cash flow purposes. And so that's the reason that those agreements exist with those end dates. I have been told that those cannot be transferred to Goldsmith. And I know Goldsmith and FA have visited about that issue, as well as a lot of other issues, because they've been transitioning some stuff over. So we can, if the court wishes to, just pay those out. Just pay them.
Pay them
in the bull. Then we won't have those recurring charges on our FA bill. And I don't know the answer to this question. I don't know if everything that's on the current FA bill from the data center is going to be able to be transitioned over to Goldsmith or not. It's March 10th. I'm ready to have that answer. All of this stuff has been provided to Goldsmith months ago. I don't know where we're at on it. Like I said, I missed the last two meetings. But we need answers. We need to know where we're going, how we're going to get there. We're about to be talking about budget again here in about 60 days. And we need a good idea of what our FA bill is going to look like every month, because that's going to be only recurring hardware contracts, for lack of, you know, agreements for licenses is what it is. I obviously would like to get it all transitioned over and just get a bill from one entity every month. That would certainly be preferable. I have no idea where we're at on that. These contracts, these licensing agreements, to buy them both out would be $31,610. This number, that's for Node 4 and Node 5, but scale computing devices sitting in the data center.
I'm sorry, one more time on the number.
So Node 4 is the one that runs through September 30th of 2028. It's $445 a month, this licensing fees on it. If we pay it in full, it would be $13,350. Node 5, which runs through November 30th of 2029, is $415 a month, which we could buy it out for $18,260. So the total on that is $31,610. So, my opinion is we do it, and that whole cluster where they use can be transferred over to Goldsmith. Somebody's got to make that decision.
I say that'll be a top subject on the 20th, and then we have a our next commissioner date on the 24th. So I think the committee should, you know, talk on that, decide it. If it's worthy, then I'll put an agenda item on to take care of that. Yeah, I was thinking of real life. So this data center was all, I think, kind of not a surprise. We all knew it existed. We just didn't know what the structure of it was. I think I finally got it in my layman's terms. Is so the Waco data center is like the owner of a building, an apartment complex. F8 has been acting like the leasing agent, if you will. And then we are the renter, but we own all our own furniture in that data center. In other words, F8 doesn't own any of that equipment. They're just kind of the maintenance and I guess the leasing agent. So that's the way that works. And all we'd really be trying to do is transition over to Goldsmith being our leasing agent at the Waco Data Center, until we get a pot of gold and bring our own servers, you know.
Big pot of gold.
Yeah. No, that.
I know I talked to Mr. Goldsmith either right before or right after the last IT transition meeting, because obviously you guys don't want to miss it. And I know he's working on a lot of things. So we have a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And
I know that the sheriff's department was priority, just like it has been. That was our next priority. But we are going to have, sooner the better, in my opinion. We're going to have some hardware needs coming up. It's like me and you talked about yesterday. We really have not spent much money on hardware recently. We've kind of held the line waiting on new IT provider. We knew we were going out for bids.
Which is mostly computer replacement, which Brandon's been talking about for 2 years.
I hope so, but then I get tickets for scale server or largest memory threshold exceeded, which leads me to believe we're filling up what we've got,
right,
and going to need more, which is fine. The deal we bought, put in that rack, it's got little slits in it for more blades, or whatever they call it, slide in there. But I don't know where we're at. We need to know for short order.
Well, I do believe that they are working on it, and I think this highlights one of the things, because when we talked about the scale computing, I mean, I've never seen any of those agreements, or don't recall seeing any of those agreements, until we got over to someone with some external eyes that's identifying some of these costs that we've inherently absorbed. Now they have to be addressed. And specifically to, Mr. Belt's, questions about some invoices that have been submitted. I have been going back through those to try to determine which one of these costs are valid costs. It's very detailed and itemized on hours being provided for certain services that I want to verify with Goldsmith that those aren't duplicate costs under the contract that we have with them. And so we will work to resolve that. And I think in this whole process, my takeaway is that we have some recurring costs that, at least from my standpoint, my chair, I was not aware of.
Well, you weren't aware of them because you didn't look, because they were on the recurring bills we got every month from F8. And y'all didn't know what was going on, because every time I tried to talk to y'all about it, y'all weren't too interested. And so I moved forward with y'all's head nod and moved forward on transitioning to the RBS system at the data center.
Not disputing your submission of those, and you're moving forward. I do dispute your assumption that at least I was not interested. I've been interested in this since about 2020, Mr. Bell.
Yeah, I'll change the tenor in the room. I did it quick. I think this is correct. So our overall IT budget, and this is expenses ending February 28th, 5 months. We budgeted $565,000, and year to date we're at $259,000. So we're not horrible.
No,
I mean we're considering, the transition phase that we've had, knowing that we would have two sets of bills for a little while. In fact, I noticed on last bill, we got two people that last month used Blazing Tech, for something. So we got to just reach out to them, make sure they know this point forward.
They're aware. I had that discussion with people.
Okay, good. But the biggest being,
but we had that discussion.
IT maintenance, it looks like, we're at IT maintenance, we're at 81%, of our budget, but, on some of the other, the hardware, that we're only, we've only for 18% you know, hardware. We've still got, we budgeted 100,000. We still have a pretty good chunk in there. So I'm not extraordinarily alarmed, but we still have, should have a little bit of money there.
Well, I don't know if Goldsmith was in being paid out.
That's a good question. I'm guessing
maintenance.
Well, previous discussion with the court was, is what was supposed to be paid out of maintenance was the recurring charges for the data center and the RDS system. The brake fix was supposed to be paid out of brake fix, but I don't even know if we done any brake. I don't even know what our line items are anymore.
There's only, there's four. There's IT software, there's IT hardware, IT brake fix, and IT maintenance.
I don't know why I'm not paying Goldsmith out of brake fix, that sort of.
Well, because that's, we've only got $85,000. We're probably going to have, we need to decide which one we're going to pay that out of, because their yearly charge was, what, $206,000.
Right.
So we don't even have a line item budget that could cover that entire amount, because under maintenance, it's $200,000.
We had that discussion during budget time.
But we didn't know what the,
right.
We didn't know what the reoccurring charge was going to be. So I think we just need to probably readjust, decide which one we're going to take it out of, and then you'll get the line items appropriate so we can watch the countdown better.
The budget, even up through FY26, was structured on an IT system where we had no contract.
Yes, right.
That is...
We didn't have a contract.
So having a contract... with the budgeting items, with the line items that we have budgeted, does not line up one for one, a direct correlation with having a contract. So there will have to be some budget amendments within those line items, and then better definition and clarification of what is break fix versus what is maintenance. And because we do have a contract now, which has a fee associated with it, which to me is maintenance. That's the maintaining part of things. And then there are numerous items that we used to credit to or charge against break fix, which don't exist anymore because that's covered under that maintenance fee.
Yeah, I think break fix is probably an area we can grab a little money out of there and throw it into the, if that's what we're going to pay.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Also on the IT, you know, software, we had so many moving parts this year. Is the financial intelligence and then the, the sheriff's.
E-force.
Yeah. Are those being paid out of IT software?
No.
Those are coming out of their own.
Yeah,
of course, should have been out. Yeah. All right. I think that's another subject we can talk on the 20th to kind of get Goldsmith's opinion on what they see the future of those categories.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Okay. Anything else to cover under item number 9? All right. Hearing none, we'll move on to item number 10, update and actions on grants, starting with HMP. I don't have anything to update on that. Does anyone else have anything on that? Okay. B, RCP, the Resilient Communities Program. I have no update for that. Anyone have anything for that? Okay. Item number C, the community development block grant mitigation. We have heard from the GLO, they reformatted some of our or the requesting format for the reimbursement funds on that. However, as most of you may be aware, the federal government is having some limited services provided. So our last meeting that we had scheduled with FEMA was in fact canceled. I believe we've got an upcoming meeting, and I'm not sure whether that one is going to come to fruition or not. But again, to close the loop, to remind everybody, the court had, in fact, take action to drop the County Road 274 bridge project and redistribute funds to be able to cover the other three projects that still fit well within that model. Anyone else have anything to add for CDBG MIT? Okay. Item number D, 4781. I've not got confirmation on our reimbursement that has been submitted, but we were about $700,000 to $800,000 on the last reimbursement, and I've not checked with the treasurer to see if we've received that payment. But that should have been the last one coming in, or not the last. I mean, the most current one coming in. And then there's some mitigation projects that are still pending review.
Bring that. So I mean, we'll bring that to the total that we see. But you know,
I don't know off the top of my head. So any other questions under 4781? Okay. And then item number E, Leon Cowhouse flood project. As Mr. Manning spoke a little bit earlier, some of those funds that they had allocated underneath that, they were able to cover low water crossing warnings on 274. I believe Mr. Latham's been involved with that. And I don't know whether those have been in place, but I believe we were going to do the work on those. And you've identified the location to put those in?
We're worried about it until we've constructed the crossing.
Okay.
So after we get done with that, we'll put them in while we're down there doing the work. So now to answer your question, we have not really, we know we're going to have to put them at that one intersection of 266 and 274. And,
okay.
And back up the hill on the other side. So we're going to try to put them in an area, but a good turnaround spot.
They're really not a good turnaround spot. Mm-hmm.
No.
One side. No. Trees are growing on the pavement.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably going to put it up there on the hill in that water spot and just try to make it
there. There's one house there that's kind of got a circle drive. They put it right there, maybe drive them people's yard.
That goes real good, man.
Yeah.
I think, man,
they're going to do it anyway.
They're coming up, but yeah. So,
put up a little toll bridge.
Yeah. Turn around, you have to pay the whole one.
Hey, Justin, when you like doing a little site visit on the solution, give me a call. I'd like to, since you and I have been out to that site many times, I kind of want to be able to tell folks what's planned. And
we're still trying to formulate.
I know. That's why I said, when you get it, because I know that's just not an easy one. Unfortunately, you know, everything you put in there can just get destroyed again.
It's going to overtop.
Yeah.
Lots of time.
The overtop is not that critical, is it? Once you put their stays there, it'll be the problem.
Well, if you've seen what was there, you just go look through the cracks. I think we can do better.
I say it, I promise you one time.
I mean, that's a lot more, but
the original is probably 1950 or something.
Be my guess.
Yeah.
Well, what's exposed now? Probably from the maybe even older, but I'd say 50.
Okay, anything else to cover under 10E? Hearing none, we'll move on to item number 11, which is to pay bills. We've had bills presented in the amount of $1,356,170.20. Got a motion to pay bills from Commissioner Matthews, second from Commissioner Taylor. Any further discussion on item number 11?
My bills that I've submitted are not going to be placed on the pay bills to be paid. I'm with item of the Board of County Commissioners Court agenda to discuss why.
All right, very good. Noted, Mr. Bell. Thank you. Any other discussion on item number 11? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it, motion carries. Item number 12, reports. Commissioner Matthews.
I sent out the drawing footprint for that juvenile office building over there, no tax office. I've also forwarded over to the city. Haven't filled out the permit because I wasn't sure what we're going to do on that, but we're going to have to move pretty darn quick. Visited with one of the constables yesterday, and those, even though one constable car was used and abused and came up on miles early, the other two are pretty much going out of commission. One has been replaced by hand-me-down from the Sheriff's Department. One has got about $9,000 worth of work on Constable Daniels for about a $5,000 caller. So I visited with Sheriff's Office yesterday about when they get their units in, if we can get one and tell one to see one of the old ones, not one of the new ones. And been working with the Sheriff's Department on I didn't know about this at budgeting time, but the tasers expired. And anyways, the bailiffs have expired. So I'm working with the Sheriff's Department on trying to wrap some up in their contract. Of course, I visited with the district judge about pulling out a security fund the 20th. They should be adding the mics to the 440th in the back for Bedire, because neither district judge has been here. Commissioner Tater was in there to witness that one day.
Is Vision Alley one taking care of that?
Yes, they are. Okay. Yeah. I've talked to several folks, even that one that hitched up, Judge Lee's, but they had a heart attack and the flu and just kept. Yep, and it was an easier fix going through them. The whole company had a heart attack. So it was easier going through them. And so I think that's all I got.
All right, very good. Thank you, Commissioner Whittle.
Yeah, just kind of a warning. I think next I'm going to put an agenda item that we review the budget and review the expenses year to date. As Mr. Bell pointed out, budget's right around the corner, so I think we better, you know, kind of see. That's it.
Okay, thank you. Commissioner Basham?
Broke some rain. Folks get some last weekend, and all I got was two tents.
Well, here you go.
I need some more. Amen.
And your report. Okay, he's got it.
I have one other thing. Sorry, going backwards, but one for the finance software. It's not under the auditor, but I remember talking to them that there would not be a bill until the implementation of it.
So working on right now. They're working on
the things
and stuff. Hopefully,
yes.
They'll be
Anyway.
Yeah, I saw the payroll look like it was good. Yeah, much more user friendly. Yeah.
Anyway, that's all I had. Sorry.
Anything else, Commissioner Basham?
No, sir.
Okay, Commissioner Taylor.
I'm good. I'm just second Basham's report.
Amen.
I don't think I got them two tens. I've been down again. The tens.
Before I get into my report, I will concede some of my report time to Mr. Belt. Apparently, he has been involved, I believe, more intimately than I with the acquisition and appointment of a new county auditor. So, Mr. Belt?
So, Judge Farrell did hire us on a new assistant auditor effective yesterday morning at 8 o'clock.
She's came down here this morning to join us, Amanda Whitlock. She's going to be joining the auditing team, working on getting passwords and emails and all that good stuff set up. So,
welcome.
Yes,
glad to have you.
Very warm welcome, Amanda. First and foremost, you know, he flies under the radar a lot of times, but I believe it's probably, you know, outside of the judicial system, probably the most critical thing we do as a county government, and that's elections. So I extend my very heartfelt congratulations and thanks to Mr. Justin Carruthers in another what I would call near flawless election that he's run through. Many of you, whether you know or don't know, the state had changed over some of their election system software over the previous 6 to 8 months. And he has fought through those challenges, you know, in a professional and excellent manner, in my opinion. And they granted that is just my opinion. But we, again, have relatively no complaints. Waiting times are almost non-existent. The team that he has put together to run the polling sites, you know, I don't think you can find a better place. And I don't know how many of you have tried to vote in another county or another state, but I can tell you that in my personal experience, there is no other place that I have lived where voting is as easy as it is here in Coryell County. And the turnout was, I think, near record. I don't have the final totals off the top of my head, but for a primary election, both in the Republican Democratic side of things, the numbers were extremely good, even though the percentage overall is still very low. It is much better than what we've experienced in past cycles. So, again, thanks to Mr. Carruthers and the team that he's put together to be able to run those elections. This afternoon, 2:30, we will be closing on the sale of the property at 117 South 7th Street. So that's a good news. And then beginning Wednesday afternoon, I have probate and guardianship training in Austin. I'll be gone Wednesday afternoon through Friday. We'll have access to my email, so if anything pops up that you need, please identify that to me. And I always ask, as always, if you'll CC Lisa on that so that we've got redundancies in our systems. So that's all I have. That concludes. I would ask if y'all would, the only document we need signed is the minutes. So please stop by and do that before you exit stage left. That concludes the business of the court today. We stand adjourned. Thank you all.
And starting up the week, I'll keep it. I'll put it all in there. Go ahead, man.